morning to all of you. Let me welcome the members of this inquiry. We're here at M46 and on the virtual platform. Recognize and welcome the public protector at M46 and her legal team, led by Advocate Mbofu, the evidence leaders, Ms. Mayosi and Bauer, members of the media with us, our entire support staff, last but not least, the members of the public, the various platforms. You all welcome on this day, the 1st of March 2023, as we continue with our work of the inquiry. Today is a new day, not just being the first, but also to get to the next witness of the program. Just want to check, honorable members on the platform. Honorable Lothridge, can you hear us? Honorable Olumisa, welcome back. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you, Chairperson.
Welcome. Thank you.
Apologies. Busy with the papers for the load shed for a case which will be had on the 20th of March. But I'm around.
I didn't get the date.
20th of March.
What about it?
I say to you, I've been away and busy with preparing for a case on load shedding where we are challenging the government ESCOM.
Okay, okay.
For 20th March.
No, that's understood, Honorable Minister. So that's a court date. Thank you. So our system is working that we can hear each other. It's just us testing the system. Thank you very much. We now, our members going to start proceedings. I'm going to recognize Ms. Fatima Ibrahim. Oh, just before that, I see Advocate Mbofu.
Thank you, Chair. Now, I'm assuming when you mention Ms. Ibrahim, that you're about to swear in the witness. So I know that. So I thought that we there's something I want to raise before the witness is sworn in. It will happen. We're not stopping the swearing of the witness, but we just don't want to interpose that issue when the witness, once the witness has been sworn. Thank you, Chair. Chair, we received your letter. I don't know what time, but sometime overnight. Yesterday, and I think after that, then we also had occasion to watch the proceedings from yesterday. And therefore we have been instructed to just respond to both the letter and those proceedings. Chair, I think I must just say that both the letter and your proceedings were received with a lot of pain by our client, because and also watching what was being said about her in the YouTube broadcast, from which we were once again excluded from the discussions. And so we were helpless as we watched the rules of the committee and the directives being violated left, right, and center. So that's why we wanted this opportunity just to respond to some of the things that were being said about the public protector or her legal team. Because it looks like to her, the slogan, nothing about us without us, doesn't apply. Because she was being discussed in her absence and without her input, and all sorts of conclusions being made about her, which just violates even her rights as a citizen, because this is her parliament as much as it is mine or anybody else's. And she should have been allowed to participate, even just not so much as the subject matter of this committee, but as the as a person. Chair, one of the issues, I want to address all the issues that were raised both in your letter and in the meeting, except the ones that are pertinent for now for this witness. I just want to indicate, Chair, that you effectively ruled that the 7-day rule does not apply, or if it does, you said you're going to relax it. And we will address that matter more squarely, I think, after the evidence of Ms. Matonsela, when we have to react to it. Because we don't agree that the 7-day rule doesn't apply. We also don't agree that any good cause has been shown to relax it. And in any event, in our view, if that rule doesn't apply, then the directives are clear as to what should happen in other exceptional circumstances. But Chair, if you allow me, can you park that issue, as I say, because we don't want to delay your program.
You can just indicate how many minutes you need to just split.
For now. Yeah,
so that I don't panic.
Yes, no, don't panic, Chair. I'll need 30 minutes less, maybe 20 from now.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'll try and aim for half past.
That's granted. Yeah,
okay. So Chair, and that's why I'm doing it like this, parking certain things so that they can be discussed at the right time. So that's the first thing, Chair. The second thing is that you personally said that the reason why there was the delay in this statement of Advocate or Professor Matonsela was because of delays which were caused by the public protector and her team. We just want to demonstrate that there's nothing further from the truth. And if you allow me, Chair, instead of reading from the letters, I'll paraphrase. So unless it is just to save time, unless if there's the last phrase, what happened, Chair. We, as you know, in I think November and December, made an application for Professor Matonsela to be called as a witness for the public protector. We outlined the areas where we needed her assistance in a letter dated 14th November 2022 and another one dated 13th December 2022. Then what happened is that the committee ruled that application would be successful. words, she would be summoned. But it so happened that without the knowledge of the committee, I suppose, she had written a letter objecting to this and the other about relevance. And at that point, the committee then I don't know what's the best way to put it, but basically then hijacked our witness to be the witness of the committee. That's fine. We didn't complain much because the committee, the witness was going to be called anyway. But in that process of hijacking, then the scope of what we had required was narrowed. That's fine. Even that, we thought we could live with, because we would get maybe not everything we wanted, but at least some of it. But then what happened then, Chair, is, which is the part that you then blame the public protector for, is completely something that is totally uncalled for. Because the former public protector, at least, wrongly blamed us for having, I think the word she used was forbidden, for having forbidden the evidence leaders from consulting with her, which we had not done. And in fairness to the former public protector, she apologized in a subsequent letter for that. And I think the secretariat clarified that was wrong. The idea of the former public protector in that regard. And because all we did really, Chair, was to say to her, since originally you were called by us, we would like to consult. And as you know, we can't force her to consult. So, and she elected not to consult because she wanted only to consult with the evidence leaders, because she said there was a tradition to that effect, to which we explained that that tradition doesn't apply here. This is an unprecedented process. It has its own rules, and there's no witness who has, at least until that point, who had not done a statement with one or the other party. Then the former protector wrote to us and said, this committee has confined her evidence only to CX, and we must indicate other areas that we're interested in. I suppose.
And freedom.
No, I'm doing this. Yes, so I'm, she didn't say and freedom. She said it was only CX. Yeah. Sorry, Chair. This was about 2 weeks ago, yes. But we did exactly what you're doing, Chair. We assisted her, for which you are blaming us. We then wrote back to her at her invitation. She said, I'm only asked to deal with CX. And if there are any other areas, please indicate. Right? So we wrote back to her. We said, no, firstly, you're wrong. It was not just CX that the committee has indicated. It was CX and Frede. But in addition, in response to your invitation, these are the other areas that we're interested in, seeing that you don't want to consult effectively. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing again. And we listed those areas. Including issues which I'll deal with now about Mr. CRB. You'll remember all the issues that were raised where she was specifically mentioned. So we listed those areas. Now, then she came back and said, and we even in that letter, we said, just as a matter of courtesy, we also want to indicate to you not just the freedom, not just the invitation, but also that there's something called the 7-day rule. So please, if you're going to be testifying on the 1st of March, the statement will be expected on the 22nd, I think, whatever the 7 days is. Well and good. The statement did not come on the day that it was due. She asked for an extension, which you granted, and the statement came on the Friday, on the Saturday, the 25th of February. So how that becomes the fault of the public protector or her team, when all we did was A, to assist, B, to indicate, to respond to the invitation by the former public protector to indicate what other areas, and C, even to correct her that it was just CX, it was also Freire. It's something that really is not just hurtful, but gratuitous. So that's how that delay happened, Chair. And therefore, we could not benefit from the 7-day rule. We could not even benefit from the other rule that allows us to prepare for reasons that I will explain later, probably in the afternoon. And now it was being portrayed here yesterday as if the public protector, I don't know, does not want the witness. How could she not want the witness to testify when she's the one who called the witness originally before she was hijacked? So that's another completely unfair accusation to the public protector. Then, Chair, you also went on to say yesterday that we were, I don't know what you called it, like a double delay. We were proposing that Mr. Matabuha must be subjected to some double delay because of the deferment the last time and any further deferment. But that was a completely unfair accusation as well, because actually what we were proposing as far as Mr. Matabuha is concerned was to bring him forward. So we're not proposing any double delay. He's supposed to testify on Friday, and we had asked for two things. We said, please bring him forward, make him earlier, not later, and call him on the 1st and 2nd, which is today and tomorrow. So how that becomes a double delay beats me. And the second thing we asked, as far as Mr. Matabuha is concerned, is to say that we think we'll need him for 2 days rather than 1 day. And that was not even addressed in the meeting. And the reason for that, Chair, is not because we want to delay, obviously, because we wouldn't bring a witness forward if we wanted to delay. We would defer them. But the reason for asking for a longer time is just simple. Mr. Matabuha is going to... It took us a day, and we even struggled with that day, to deal with Ms. Mviane, who is only testifying about the rogue unit report. Mr. Matabuha is testifying about the rogue unit report and three other reports, CR17, Busasa, Friede, and Pillay. And from the experience of Monday, it was clear that we're not going to be able, if we couldn't fit Ms. Mviane in 1 day when she's only dealing with one report, then it's not going to be possible to do the justice to Mr. Matabuha. Sorry, Chair. I'm going to need more time, but not much more, Chair. So that's the second thing that you said in the meeting. And again, because we were excluded in the meeting, we couldn't correct you from from doing those things, or even overlooking that request, or dealing with it one way or the other. So it was in that context that wanted Mr. Matabuko to move to the first and second, because we would have been bringing him forward and also catering for the two-day request. Right. Then, so Chair, then you allowed yourself once again to be misled by the legal services or secretariat or whatever they are. Because when we raised the issue of the other witnesses, that we said these are the witnesses that we intend to call. The three categories, these are the witnesses we intend to call. These are the witnesses that would ask you to please subpoena. And then there are the other witnesses we are asking for you to recall. And you were told that, no, you discussed this thing in October and there's no need to revisit it. And that's what was the decision. But that misses the point completely. Completely, Chair.
You did say you will stay on issues on this witness.
Yes, no, no. I'm just, okay, fine. I'll let me just flag this one then. The point that is missed there is we know we were here. We don't have to be told that the issue was dealt with in October or that it is part of the litigation. We know that we are in that litigation. What we were saying to you was, due to the evidence that has now arisen, for example, Ms. Mviana has placed Mr. Kodan squarely at the center of this. Mr. Matabuka has done the same. We were saying, due to that, we will ask you to make a fresh decision on that point.
I am want to ask you,
yeah.
You indicated correctly at the beginning that you'll park the other issue.
Yes, yeah. No,
so that the time that...
No. Fair enough, Chair. I accept. I won't develop the point, but I think it's important to put that perspective of... that perspective of where we were coming from with this letter, just so that you know that we're not crazy. We know that you made a determination in October. We know that I think you made another one in November or whatever. But we were saying, due to the obvious need for those witnesses, if you are fair, you could reconsider and say, now we made that ruling. Maybe it was a correct ruling at that time, but now can we really not call those witnesses? And that's what we're, and you could have come to any decision, yes or no, doesn't matter. But to refuse to entertain the issue because you made the decision on October is just unacceptable completely. Then, Chair, as you correctly bringing me back to line to deal with the specific issues to do with this witness. The crux of the issues with this witness, Chair, is that again, the level of prejudice and bias towards against the public protector is just it's difficult to stomach. This witness was supposed to come here today and tomorrow. Monday and Tuesday were not scheduled days for this commission, for this inquiry. And we would have had the opportunity, therefore, even if the statement was late for argument's sake, we would have had the opportunity to prepare on Monday and Tuesday, according to the original schedule. What the public protector did of her own volition, to meet the committee halfway and to meet the request of the evidence leaders, was to agree to interpose Ms. Mviane for Monday and Tuesday. That was not the plan. You know, I don't have to go through the history. You know the story about Ms. Mviane and the fact that she wanted to make a statement and so on. And we then compromised, said, fine, if so that the program is not affected, we will interpose Ms. Mviana on Monday and Tuesday. And as a result of that, Chairperson, the time which we would have used to prepare for this witness was then used to assist the committee with its program. But no, that's the fault of the public protector. She's the cause of all the delays, and she's the cause of the seeking time to justifiably to prepare for the next witness. And all along, Chair, the unfairness in this is that you and your committee are fixated with the rigidity of the program. Yesterday, one listens with pain on YouTube, member after member, saying, no, we can't grant this request of the public protector to give time. Why? Nobody mentions the public protector. Nobody mentions the issue of fairness. No, it's all about, you know, we have so many committees. We sit in so many committees. We have so many, so we have this burden. The committee has a program, and members have a lot of work. The person to whom you owe a duty of fairness is not even mentioned. It's all about you and your programs and your committees and your many committees and all that. When we're making a reasonable request to say, having been denied an opportunity to prepare because we're accommodating you, can we bring one witness, basically swap the witnesses? We're not saying don't sit, we're not saying postpone, we're not saying anything, we're saying swap the witnesses and accommodate us. No, that is just a reason for us to be insulted. So Chair, that's really the objection that we raise, that to now blame the victim and the person who's been trying to assist you with your program and even assist the witness is just unpalatable. The letter I was referring to, Chair, is the 23rd of February, 2023, I think that's Thursday, from Professor Madonsela to us. And paragraph 3F of that, where it talks about whether the evidence leaders had forbidden her and so on, where we had said to her, it's us false that our team has ever forbidden evidence leaders from assisting you with a statement. Please indicate to us who advised you of that non-existent fact. Then she says, I concede that I may have misunderstood why my plan to be assisted by the evidence leaders, her plan, on Monday, 20th February, was scrapped. I apologize for communicating my misunderstanding as a fact and retract the assertion. And as I say, we accept both the retraction and the apology. But what we don't accept is to be insulted for it, as if it was our fault. And this is that's therefore the genesis of the delay, Chair, of why the statement came on Saturday. It's because of those two things. Her response to our response to her invitation, as it were. In relation to the other issues that we did raise, and this is pertinent to what I'm going to say now, Chair. In relation to the issues that we raised to her outside of FREDA and CX, she then asked a series of questions, and we responded to say, no, we're not going to answer. You know, there's no point in having now the committee sitting in writing in letters going up and down. We'll ask whatever questions, she'll answer them, or if she's not clear, she'll answer them here in committee so that you can rule if whether our questions or her questions to us are to be answered. And I think that's where we left that issue of the extra issues. But the pertinent issue is not even that. The pertinent issue is that we were denied an opportunity to prepare, because the thing came on Saturday. Sunday we were traveling and preparing for Miss Mviana, and the last 2 days, you all know. I'm now told that there's a new statement that has just arrived now at 10:30, an amended, edited statement of Professor Matonsa. I didn't even know about that. In other words, now while I'm talking to you, I have not even seen it yet. So it is those issues that we want to raise for consideration by the committee, at least those that deal with this witness. The other issues, I agree with you, we're re-raising them and putting the context. You can deal with them in the committee at another time, or the issues about witnesses. But we demand to be given a response on those issues, positive or negative, rather than it being brushed aside as an October issue. But as far as this witness is concerned, what we are requesting you, Chair, is to consider the history that we've placed on the record, and at the appropriate time we will address you on the directives, on our interpretation of the directives. And we, maybe let me say this, Chair, just so that it's clear. If we have no objection, we're subject to this thing of the new statement now. I'll ask for 5 minutes maybe just before you swear in, or even after, just to consult on that. But subject to that, we, at least when we came here this morning, we had no objection to her being led, for example. As to what happens when our turn comes to question her is a matter that I say I'll address at that point. Yeah. But now maybe I don't know if you have the new statement. You don't? Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm told it's longer than the other one. So, Chair, I leave it in your hands. Maybe the 10 minutes might not be enough. Have you received it? Sorry, Chair, I'm taking over your meeting. Sorry.
It's not going to be too often I allow you to do that.
No, sorry, Chair. I just wanted to clarify myself.
Chair, I just needed to indicate that we would need time to just look, because I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Then you have it. Okay.
Yeah, otherwise we'll send it to you. No, that's fine. Thank you, Chair. When we come back, I'll then address you for a few minutes, one way or the other. But I think it's fair that at least us and the colleagues have a look at the new statement, because it actually might make everything I've said to be academic.
Thank you, Everett Mpofu. I would have given you, you would have asked for 20 or so minutes, giving you more than that. The 30 minutes you asked, actually 35. Thank you. I think it's only fair that, yes, before that, Everett Mpofu.
Chair, can I just ask one clarification? Evidently, this is under the impression that Advocate Mpofu is going to lead Professor Madonsela.
Okay, I'm going to...
Chair, can I address that so that we don't waste your time when we come back? I'm sorry, Chair. No, well, that impression is wrong from the evidence leaders. As I said, it's not, again, it's blaming the victim of the hijacking now. Yeah, once the witness was taken over by the committee, then the rules are very clear that such a witness is led by the evidence leaders, and that's why we wanted originally to consult with the witness so that we could lead her, but we can lead someone who...
Well, you've answered the question.
Okay, thank you, Chair. We can postpone that.
Chair, the witness was not taken over by the committee. The witness advocate also asked for the witness to be subpoenaed. The committee agreed to accede to Advocate Mpofu to the PP's request for the witness to be subpoenaed. In the course of that, the witness said, you don't have to issue a subpoena. I'll come willingly pursuant to the PP's request for her to come. She then did not want to consult with him. That did not, and because of that, we did not consult with her because she was a PP's witness.
No, Chair, well, it looks, I'm sorry, maybe Ms. Bauer was not... doesn't have access to YouTube. I think yesterday every member said that this is our witness and we have called her and therefore the other rule doesn't apply, whatever. But no, it's fine. We will sort that as well during the break.
No, I, before we make Ms. Nomkhoso Madonsela an orphan.
Nomkhoso.
So, because I can see now she's now become an
orphan.
An orphan, even before she takes the stand. I will just for as an apology to everybody, including our witness who will be introduced, for the delay in this proper or actual start, we will take a break. I think it's only fair that we. I was, in any case, going to do that after we would have spoken, but it's fair that we accede to that. We'll take a quick 15-minute break and be back. Yeah, just about 5 to or so.
Okay, can you make it quarter past, please? It's quarter to now.
So we'll be back at 11.
If it was 15:11, but can you make it more? I need to read that 9-page statement.
Okay.
Among other things.
Is that in order, members? Can we do that? There's an extra 15 minutes request for a break. Come Audrey Bo. I'm giving you an opportunity. Okay. So. I think the 15 plus minutes would assist. So I accede to the second request. We'll resume at quarter past. You must be very lucky today.
Yeah, no, I'm shocked. Thank you, Chair.
Recording.